This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
For those hoping taxes will go down in this new administration, some patience may be in order. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. So we'll note today what Donald Trump wants to do with his first few days as president. Sweeping reforms to government regulations are practically a given. And what about tax cuts? Well, maybe not so fast, at least according to some betting in Washington. On Fridays, we consult Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial, who is just in D.C. canvassing some Capitol Hill insiders. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
So you're recently back from Washington, D.C., where there clearly is a lot of work to do at the dawn of this new administration. And you came back a changed man. What did you learn?
I had a chance to meet people who have been up on the Hill watching the sausage being made. What I thought was most surprising was they are utterly convinced we are not going to have tax cuts at all this year.
No tax cuts this year? That's been almost the only headline. The expectation, corporate taxes, individual taxes are going down. What? Because some fiscal conservatives are going to put their foot down?
Well, that's part of it. But the other part of it is it's just the order of priorities. They're using the 2017 budget to dismantle the Affordable Care Act. And that means if they're going to reform taxes in a reconciliation bill, it has to be the 2018 budget, which, by the way, by the time the reconciliation on the first one is done, the summer recess comes and then they get to work in the fall, it may not be signed until the last week of December. But even setting that aside, there really is no precedent for a 2018 budget affecting taxes in 2017.
So taxes might not actually go down this year, according to this thesis, but there will be planning on this subject.
It is likely the discussion of the tax reform will begin this year. And on that front, there's widespread support on both sides of the aisle for a corporate tax reform, including a lower rate. But that discussion might get interesting, too, because within the Republican ranks, there's actually a tremendous amount of disagreement about individual tax reform. I suspect we may not get individual tax cuts either. That would be a surprise, too.
All right. We'll watch. Christopher Lowe at FTN Financial. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
In the run-up to the inauguration today, the outgoing administration has launched some final arrows at some alleged corporate malefactors. Here to look at this flurry of activity is Marketplace's Lewis Wallace. Lewis, give me at least some of this list.
Okay, deep breath. The Federal Trade Commission settled with Uber for $20 million just yesterday over accusations that the company exaggerated how much its drivers would make. Drivers in New York and San Francisco could see some of that money. The FTC also settled for $586 million with Western Union. The company admitted to allegations that it didn't try to stop fraud. It let people transfer money under false identities and look the other way while criminal activity happened on its Global Wire service. Whoa. And this week, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau filed two major lawsuits, one against Minnesota-based TCF National Bank over tricky stuff with overdraft fees, another against Navient. That's the country's largest student loan servicer. CFPB accuses Navient of, quote, poor treatment of student loan borrowers, misleading its customers and steering them towards more expensive loan options.
Now, there's no coincidence in the timing here, right? It is related, do you think, to the transfer of power that is happening as we speak?
Yeah, it seems that way. Duke Law Professor James Cox says the corporations actually have an interest in reaching deals before we get a new president. For them, it's a play against uncertainty.
Dynamics are known now. You don't know how they're going to change over the weekend or next week, et cetera, with new leadership at the Department of Justice and other places. Maybe a lot of things will be put on hold.
And he says federal staff want to settle things or move them along before their jobs are up for grabs.
The government's probably settling at a discount now versus what they think they would be able to get had there not been a regime change.
In other words, the government may be offering the companies a better deal now so that they can get it done.
All right. So your source used the phrase regime change. On that note, what could be different for these regulators in this new administration?
Well, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which was created just a few years ago after the financial crisis to keep a closer eye on lenders, it might be doomed. Trump has indicated he'd like to dismantle it. His words were, get rid of.
What about the Federal Trade Commission? Are we keeping that?
Yeah, the FTC is more likely to still exist. Trump will have a chance to put his own appointees on it who could be less interested in tight regulation.
Lewis, thank you. Today, we also look at what some multinational corporations might do with all the money they might bring back to the U.S. if the new Congress and the Trump team give companies a special tax holiday. Spoiler alert, experts predict they might not hire many more people, but they might delight stockholders. That's in the first Marketplace podcast of the day, if you're interested. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.